The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone. And for those of you who were not here yesterday, I'm at Spirit Rock in Marin County, California, about an hour and a half north of IMC. I'm teaching a retreat here, and through tomorrow. So I'll be doing the 7 a.m. from here tomorrow morning as well. And we have these wonderful rolling hills of the coast, lots of oaks. If we're there might be lots of turkeys here, and it's possible that at some point we'll see the turkeys wandering around the background, or the deer, or something. So, and it's really nice for me to be doing this outdoors. And also these Marin Headland, these hills here. My early Buddhist practice was done at Green Gulch Zen Center, which is on the coast in these hills here. And when I lived there, I did a lot. I spent a lot of time, my days off, hiking in these hills and mountains, and the combination of the practice at the Zen Center and the walking in the mountains was important, formative time for me, my meditation practice. So here we are. So as an introduction to this meditation. One of the premises that I'm offering you for what sati is, generally called mindfulness, but which I like to call awareness, is that it is a natural form of awareness that's always here, but we're seldom established in it. We're seldom at rest in it or abiding in it because the mind is busy in thoughts and desires and trying to think of concerns about the future and the past and doing a lot of things. And so our activity, our focus of attention is not on this awareness itself. And that the whole movement of doing mindfulness practices is to do those kinds of attentional practices that helps us recognize and then strengthen and abide in, rest in, this what can be called a natural awareness. This awareness that's always here, but seldom allowed to really show us its full potential. One of the things that, when people are doing mindfulness practice, one of the things that might interfere with the naturalness of resting in this awareness, in this simpler knowing, which is doesn't require much effort, is that we're making effort in the practice. We're trying hard, and we're leaning maybe a little bit into the future, like what, trying to make something happen, get something, get concentrated, or leaning into the future to see, can I really see here what's going on? Another approach is to notice that we're aware. And then, in a kind of way, just wait in the awareness, and not wait for something to happen so much as just give time for things to be seen more clearly. Not rush off to the next thing, but recognize what's here, recognize that we're aware of what's here, and then take a little bit of time to let what's here register more fully. It's kind of like so it stands out more in relief. And so like here I'm sitting in the fog in these rolling hillsides, and you see a little bit of the hills behind me, but when the fog's clear, then you can see the higher mountains there, and there's more trees, and you can see things with greater clarity. The things stand out in relief. And then it's possible to take in more and more, perceive more of what's going on. But not so much from trying too hard, not trying at all, but rather lingering and allowing each thing to reveal itself more fully because we're there for it. And it might not be long. We could do this with the breathing, where we're not ahead of ourselves trying to accomplish something, but more we're being with the breathing. So the breathing, the different qualities, characteristics of breathing, the movement, the pressure, the release of pressure, stands out in highlight, in relief. So maybe we can try this today. And so to assume a appropriate meditation posture for yourself. And to gently close your eyes. And just not trying to do anything more, but to notice what stands out in relief for you as you sit quietly with your eyes closed. Not thinking about something and realizing you forgot to turn off the lights in the living room or something. But what's here in your body at this time, in your senses? If you just stay here to relax into here, what stands out in highlight? To open this awareness to your body, what is revealed? What stands out in relief in the range of things you can experience in your body? So then, in a moment, to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. And not searching for anything, not probing or analyzing. As you take some deep breaths, what aspect of deep breathing is revealed, is received in highlight? And perhaps the contrast of taking some deep breaths to now going back to breathing in easy way, natural way. What stands out in contrast? Or what is highlighted now? Not because you're looking for the contrast, but it's just how something else stands out clearly. And often I suggest that you relax at the beginning, relax your body. For this exercise, become aware of any holding or tension there is in the body. Don't relax it, just know it. Allow it to stand out in relief. Allow it to, like you're making time and space, to let it speak to you, to let it show itself to you. Maybe in the face or the shoulders, the the chest, the belly, the hands, the arms. As if tension is the language of the body. The body is speaking to you, and you listen without relaxing or letting go of it. Just listen, just receive it. Let it stand out in relief. And gently, can you be aware, notice a little bit what it's like to have an awareness that is more receptive than active, more allowing things to be seen and known, recognized, than searching for something. And then settling into your body breathing. With awareness being more in a receptive mode than a searching mode or a trying mode. Receive. Almost as if you linger with each thing to let it speak to you, let it reveal itself to you. Only because you're available. You're not rushing. You allow each thing that arises and occurs It's due. It's time. So things become known more clearly. Including the qualities of a mind that's abiding, resting in awareness, resting in receptive awareness. As if every breath and all the sensations is the language of the body that's speaking to you, and all you do is listen. All you do is receive sensations. when you are not receptive and open in awareness, chances are your mind has been activated in thoughts, concerns. Relax the activation, relax the effort of thinking, and relax back into a receptive mode of awareness, trusting the mind's ability to listen, to see, to feel, experience as it comes and goes in the present. As we come to the end of this sitting, what stands out for you as beneficial from having sat these minutes here, meditated? Are you a little bit more settled or calm or peaceful? Are you more self-aware of aspects of yourself? Maybe aspects that are difficult or aspects that are helpful. Are you a little bit more connected to your heart? More inclined to be kind or compassionate, friendly? And if there is any ways that you have benefited from this meditation, or if you haven't, perhaps you can dedicate any benefits, known or unknown, from having meditated to the welfare and happiness of others. Rather than keeping this for yourself, it's like you're opening up your mind, your heart, your hands in a wonderful way that says, here. Delightful way, just here. You can have it, please. And it's such a pleasure to release and open up and just give it all away. May it be that the benefits from this practice today, may it be for the welfare and happiness of others, May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And again, I don't have a bell with me here, so I'll bow to you all, and that bow can be the time that we end the meditation.